About a week ago, I spoke with Rekha Joshi about her upcoming talk at ApacheCon North America in Vancouver. Here she is, discussing what she'll be presenting at that event.
So I'm Rekha Joshi here. I'm a principal engineer at Intuit. I work on big data primarily, and there are a lot of critical data services which are being used by 45 million customers all over the world. So it is somehow very, very critical to get the big data right. Over my experiences with big data, and previously I was working with Yahoo from the initial versions of Apache Hadoop, and I know the pitfalls as well. So from that perspective, I want to bring this thought process and the ideas about it to discuss the 7 habits of highly effective big data programmer. Because you see, the big data is everywhere, right? It is like everyone is doing big data, and big data has really become very, very important. In fact, if you don't believe me, then Apache is doing the separate event just for big data projects. And that speaks for itself. We have multiple Apache projects, about more than hundreds of them. But the ratio, if you see, of the big data projects is really, really high. To navigate the whole area around the big data projects requires you to understand what makes you survive and become very skillful at it. So I've been contributing to Spark a different set of projects. Bringing from that set of experience, I would like to discuss how the highly effective big data programmer functions. It's a different thing, right? You can work at it, but you can be highly effective. That are two different dimensions altogether. And you see, the big data programmers are everywhere. Initially, they were programmers, and then they were Java programmers. So everybody became a Java programmer. So, but you see the same pattern right now here. People are programmers, but now everybody is a big data programmer. So we need to navigate how to become a highly effective big data programmer is the need of the hour. I would really encourage everybody to join in. This is going to be an awesome session.
I presume from reading your abstract that these are tips that apply regardless of what tools people are using.
Yeah. And you, I'll share my experiences also, because so much about big data is not just about the surface learning, right? Because whether it is a NoSQL distributed technology you're using, or the streaming technology you're using, or just the plain, the Hadoop mechanism, right? It requires you to think a little bit deeper, because on the surface, you can go wrong very easily. So it requires you to even think a bit deeper, think about configuration, but also being able to excel in that kind of aptitude, because you will have to change from one step to another. The technology is very, very dynamic. The projects keep on arriving, like if you have a Spark, you have a Flink, and then how do you evaluate and make the right decision for the business use case at that time means really is a game changer. I've just called out the 7 habits, but I'm playing around the Stephen Covey, so I might even say the 8 habits when I come there.
Thank you very much for that overview of the talk. I look forward to seeing you in Vancouver.
ApacheCon will be held next week in Vancouver. You can still register at ApacheCon.com.